Thank you, Damian, and good afternoon. The State Water Resources Control Board will decide next week on whether or not to implement new statewide restrictions on water use in the face of the state's ongoing drought. The Water Control Board presented the new regulations on Tuesday, rules that will forbid landscape watering that creates runoff, the cleaning of sidewalks and driveways with water, using a hose to wash a vehicle unless it has a shutoff nozzle, and using potable water in fountains and other decorative water features unless it is recirculated. The city of Rio Del, which is not served by the Humboldt County Municipal Water District, has announced new restrictions of 50 gallons of water per day per occupant per resident in the city in an effort to conserve. There remains a chance that the statewide restrictions could be imposed locally on water district customers. Humboldt County authorities are looking for a man in a domestic violence case. A 46-year-old woman reported the assault and alleged incident late Thursday afternoon. The woman reported that she had been hit by 43-year-old Christopher Town. They'd been living in the woods behind Winship Junior High when she accidentally knocked over a cook stove in the camp they were sharing. During the argument, Town grabbed her by the mouth and chin and squeezed hard. He threw her to the ground and bit her. The woman said she escaped and called from a safe location. Police are looking for James Christopher Town, wanted for domestic violence. He's white, 43, 6 feet tall, and 200 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Caltrans is back to work on the Willits Bypass. Caltrans announced on Thursday that the Corps of Engineers has lifted the permit suspension allowing the work on the Willits Bypass to continue. The work had been halted after a judge issued an injunction against Caltrans and ruled that sufficient environmental mitigation work had not been properly planned or completed. Caltrans officials said in a statement they have developed the additional plans for environmental mitigation work that'll be performed as the work on the bypass continues, and that work has resumed already. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce has issued an alert to friendly city business owners to be aware that counterfeit bills have been passed at Fortuna businesses. The latest incident happened on Tuesday when a counterfeit $100 bill was successfully passed, and the chamber urges local businesses to use caution when accepting large bills. If you need to contact the new Humboldt State President, Lisa Rossbacher, you'll have to do it on the move on Monday. She begins her tenure as HSU's president, and Monday will be her first official day on duty. She and staff will make a tour of the university, get the administrative details out of the way, and then conduct interviews with the media. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the Board of Supervisors carries out its budget talks, they discuss what services Humboldt County residents find important and how to improve them. Many residents have raised concerns over the issue of public safety, from the lack of funding for the Sheriff's Office to the size of the Humboldt County Jail. Supervisor Rex Bone knows that inadequate funding for law enforcement can lead to serious problems like slow response times.
You hear a bump in the night outside your house, or there's an altercation or an accident, you do get on the phone and call law enforcement. But that's a big portion of what you see. And if you have to wait 15 minutes, it can seem like 45 minutes, and we heard it.
Bone continued to explain why police departments countywide need more money.
And it's just not public safety. It's probation that we have to provide for. With the AB 109, we're not getting the funds that cover all the work that Bill Damiano does, the jail, and you know, even with the expansion, even if we do get the $20 million or $18 million grant for the jail expansion and the services portion of it, you still have to staff it.
The supervisors have approved a state sales tax revenue measure that will appear on the November 4th election ballot. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.